In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Soprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Soprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Soprenant. This is the Brayden Soprenant Show, live and local each every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Where do the Padres go from here? That's kind of the next step in our chaptering here of recapping the 2025 season. Some notes that we laid out, and we're going to get to your phone calls here in a second. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Mike Schilt may have made some mistakes and remain frozen in his ways, but back-to-back 90-win seasons and back-to-back postseason trips for just the second time in franchise history means he'll probably helm the ship in 2026. I agree with that statement. If Mike Schilt wants to stay beyond 2026, he is going to need probably to make some changes in his philosophies and how he interacts with the media to carry more favor when mistakes are made and issues arise. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't really care what he does with the media. Personally, obviously, it'd be better. But as long as he gets the team in the right direction, they've made the playoffs back to back years, 90 win seasons in both. He's not the problem. In terms of AJ Preller, I think we've all had our questions, concerns, and problems with AJ over the past decade, but this year was far and away his best work as general manager of the Padres. I think it's hard to argue that. With the stipulations that were in place, spending money and trying to make everything work, I thought he did a phenomenal job. He also, I think, built up more of a core. Freddie Fermin is under contract until 2030. You have yourself a catcher. He's expected to make like $1.8 million in arbitration. You're starting catcher making $1.8 million. That's a lot better than what you had to pay Elias Diaz, $3.5 million, to do whatever he's doing. And we won't know the arbitration figures until January, or if they can find a deal before then. But he's going to be making not a lot of money in arbitration to be your starting catcher. Mason Miller expected to make $3.4 million, according to Fangraphs, give or take $2 million. Might make a little bit more, might make a little less. That is a huge value piece in your bullpen. Adrian Morejon, $3.6 million. You look at some of the arbitration numbers and players that you have control over for the next couple of years, saving some money. It's part of the additions that they made during the trade deadline. I'm curious to see what they do with J.P. Sears in spring training. See if they could get him right. A.J. Preller's contract's up at the end of 2026. I honestly, at this point, would be shocked that he didn't get a contract extension. I think it'd be awful if they let him go. Those are the two things that I think are the most important. Now, John Seidler wrote out a letter to all the season ticket holders talking about how they're going to evaluate everything, and that's great. I'm curious to see what they're going to start from the top and work their way down. Every organization does that each and every year. I don't think that's anything new. And to a lot of Padres fans that are asking, yeah, Eric Hosmer's contract's gone. You don't have to worry about that anymore. There's a lot of short-term money. We'll get to the payroll in just a second. I do want to get to your phone calls. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's get out to Juan in Oceanside. Juan, you're on the Braden Soprano Show. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Braden? Calling to kind of just make a statement about what I think is missing from this team in terms of what you said from Kevin Acey's article about killer instinct. I don't necessarily know if that's what the team is lacking just on principle. It seems like, to me, what the ownership group needs to do, and I think what the Padres in general need to do is just spend more money when it comes to positions like first base and maybe the outfield. We've been trying to nickel and dime, and it worked in 2024, didn't work last year. I don't think it's going to work again this year. So, I mean, I'd be curious to hear your thoughts. Obviously, I'm not saying get Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber, but at least an upgrade over $1 million pieces like Jason Hayward or Martin Maldonado.
Yeah, I think, and Juan, I think you bring up a good point. I mean, Juan's not asking them to go out and get the two top free agents, right? And it said in the Kevin Acey daily newsletter from a couple of days ago, goes Preller is unlikely to chase big ticket free agents like Pete Alonso or Josh Naylor, and may wait until midseason for upgrades, a formula that's worked in the regular season and hasn't really worked in October. I mean, I think they need to potentially. I think they do need to spend a little bit more money on certain pieces. I mean, you get what you pay for, right? When you're trying to add starting pieces for $1 million for aging veterans, you're going to get exactly what is being spent. That's what you're getting. I mean, you could try to find lightning in a bottle as much as you want, but you can't try to do that in three or four different players with guys like Martin Maldonado and Jason Hayward and Connor Joe. I mean, you can't do that. Just because it worked in the past doesn't mean it's going to work every year. Like, they found a gem in Jurickson Profar twice. Doesn't mean it's going to work every single time. They found one in Donovan Solano. They found one in David Peralta. I mean, David Peralta, if he didn't hit the home run against Texas, was about to get cut. Saved his Padres playing career for the rest of the season. But to me, they can't be just adding guys like that. And Juan's not asking them to go get the number one guy. But there's some pieces they could add at like the $10 million range, $12 million range, that are a massive upgrade, that are relatively on the cheaper end with the cost of doing business now, that's a lot better than giving Elias Diaz $3 million. That's where I think a lot of Padres fans, you know, aren't in agreement with the organization in those types of moves. I also don't like having to save the season every year at the trade deadline. It'd be nice to add a piece or two at the trade deadline. It's not great to have to rehaul the entire roster every single trade deadline. And a lot of these moves could be made before the trade deadline. That's where I think the money needs to be spent a little bit more. And we'll see what the payroll is at. I mean, we're going to talk payroll in a second and what they are like what they're telling us. But there's bats that have been out there for the last couple of times that have been cheaper bats that could have helped the organization. I mean, there's plenty of options out there that are probably worth that more than just signing a guy for $1 million. And I'll pull up the free agent list. But again, it falls on deaf ears sometimes when they just say they don't have the money for it. And maybe they don't. I don't know. I don't know what the books say. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Kevin and Chula Vista on the Braden Soprano Show. What's going on, Kevin?
Yeah, hey, Braden. Hey, you know, just to divert 1 second here, you know, I was just thinking something that might be fun to do on the show since we're in the off season. You know, a lot of us have fantasy football teams, and some of us have pretty creative fantasy football team names, and that might be something fun to kick around, because you know, I've got an interesting one myself. I don't know if I can say it on the radio, but I think it'd be a lot of fun to do that sometime. So keep that in your hip pocket if you want to do that.
I'll put that in my hip pocket. What do you got for me today, Kevin?
Okay. Great discussion as usual. You know, like I said, we can rinse and repeat, but we already know what the outcomes are going to be. So when you say punt on Manny Machado, look, he's been here a long time. We've had the rinse and repeat with Manny, and he's down to a 209 batting average in the playoffs. You've got Fernando that has got to be solved. They need to sit down with this young man and find out, does he want to be here? I think there's some internal problems from what basically I can just, you know, tell based upon what's going on with this team with Fernando. And I don't think he was particularly happy with having to deal with Luis Arraez coming up after him, not being able to give Fernando some better pitches to hit. I think there's some problems there. You've got a manager that, that has some blind spots. To be fair to AJ, AJ was not helped by this management, upper management, over the offseason. So we ended up with this dumpster diving that he had to do. And this is why we ended up not having a complete team, and he had to basically wait for the permission from the ownership to see if they were willing to go the extra mile at the trade deadline, and then try to fill in all the pieces. Well, the few pieces that we missed were the starting pitching, and I think the blind spot on AJ was overestimating what he had there. So basically, you don't need a roster overhaul, but you need to strategically look at this thing and say, you know, we need to make some changes here and we need to make some changes there. I'd look at shortstop because you don't have a great range over there. I think bringing back O'Hearn at first base would be a lot better than having the guy that we have there right now. I think you get some more slug and production home run-wise out of him. So that's just the top of the order, and I went through really quickly because I don't have a long show here, but hopefully that'll add to the conversation.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Kevin. I think Ryan O'Hearn needs to be brought back, but this is another situation where the Padres just don't bring back somebody that they traded for at the deadline. I mean, you look at what's it going to cost. I mean, and to be honest with you, like, if you brought in, hey, here's the deal. Like, everybody was like, we got to get Pete Alonso. I mean, Pete Alonso's had two good years. Pete Alonso's going to ask for a lot of money. And then Pete Alonso's going to have another albatross contract. Like everybody else in Major League Baseball. I mean, there are albatross contracts way out there. And what you do is, again, the risk, the same thing you did with Xander Bogaerts, is the risk that you take is you hopefully win a World Series in the first couple of years of that contract, and then you're paying him after for winning a World Series for you. That's basically what you're doing when you're signing some of these big players. Guys like Kyle Schwarber, right? Schwarber's 33 years old. He's got a 4.9 WAR in 2025. I don't know. Is Kyle Schwarber hitting 50 home runs? How many home runs has he hit this year, Frank? 50-something home runs?
Like 53, 54.
Is he doing that at Petco Park on a daily basis?
God, no.
He's probably not.
Ball doesn't fly here well. That's why you can't go after power hitters. Home runs are great. Home runs are nice. But if you, especially here, you can't go after power hitters because they're not going to have the same production because of how the air works around here.
It's just, he's there. Yeah, and then everybody's going to be like, I can't believe we gave this guy's washed. It's like,
it's a reverse course field.
Yes. What's a very hitters friendly ballpark, Frank, that Kyle Schwarber plays in all the time?
Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'd love to have 35 home runs out of Schwarber. I mean, you're going to give him like $25 million a year? Probably not.
And here's the other problem with Kyle Schwarber. Guy doesn't hit for average. He'll hit you 50-something home runs, but he's going to hit under 200 in the process.
Exactly.
He is an all-or-nothing guy, period. All-or-nothing with him.
Hey, they can go sign Trent Grisham. He could be the big power bat.
Yeah.
How did he hit in San Diego?
Again, he's playing on a little league field.
Correct. A Little League field.
So happy great. Yankee Elimination Day for all those who observe, by the way.
I mean, you have to be in a spot where you have to like find something that fits the budget. They already spent the money. That's the thing. It's like they spent the money on these players. They spent the money on the big those are the guys that need to get the job done. Those are the players. I would be opposed to them trading Jake Cronenworth, to be honest with you. Is anybody going to take his contract? Who knows?
No.
He just needs to be able to play up to 12. But like now the going rate for players like Jake Cronenworth is around $12 million. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Jonathan in San Diego, first time caller. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
I've lived in San Diego for most of my life. You know, I'm an SDSU alumni. And every time I see the Padres play this season, yeah, you got to have that killer instinct. And every time me and my buddies talk about it, too, the way that the Padres have been to two World Series, and even in the last one, you got to have pitchers and batters that the other teams fear, you know, like our lineup. I remember in 1998, you got Greg Vaughn, Caminiti, Gwynn. Now, these are like one player after the other that the other opposing pitchers would be afraid of. You know, they don't want to go to our lineup. And then on the pitching perspective, you know, you got Andy Ashby, Kevin Brown. I mean, even to round that off with Trevor Hoffman at the very end. These are the batters that, you know, that are afraid of our pitching. You know, I mean, having that killer mentality, that sense of arrogance, the way that you handle yourself and basically, you know, putting it all there in the line, not just, you know, on the regular games, but especially on the playoffs, you know, you got to have it. And they got to be afraid of San Diego. I mean, I'm kind of tired of just being, you know, like third place, fourth place, or coming second up in a World Series. Let's just win this thing and have that killer mentality and have other teams be afraid of us. And, you know, I'm going to go off air. You know, you tell me what you think.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Jonathan. Yeah, I'm the player said they lack the killer instinct. Like, that's half the battle.
They lack the killer instinct, which, by the way, what was the team's motto all year?
We apply pressure.
Yeah, exactly. So
they look like they didn't apply too much pressure in the postseason. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a lot of talk. I mean, until they start backing it up, it just falls on deaf ears. I think a lot of Padres fans are viewing it as the boy who cried wolf, Frank.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the grit squad is great, and being gritty is fun, and you know, and applying pressure is awesome, and all that stuff. It's all great things.
The grit squad,
but they didn't do any of it.
The grit squad is something that nicknames you give yourself never stick.
That's a fact.
It's always the nicknames that are given to you that
right.
stick.
The four horsemen. Great.
Exactly. The four horsemen. At what point?
Wow, he's got a stray out of nowhere. Speechless. Lisa for the top rope. Still better than the Mets. Bang.
Okay.
Shut your ass up.
Anyway. Continuing on. At what point would you say the bullpen earned their nickname, the Four Horsemen, by consistently going mm-hmm. after and getting the job done?
Mm-hmm.
At what point did the Padres earn the nickname the Grit Squad by consistently grinding out wins this year?
Not one time.
Last year.
Last year. Yeah, they were the Grit
year
Squad
before
last
that.
Year.
No, I'm saying, at what point last year did they earn
that? The end of the season.
Okay.
The last 2 months.
So there you go. That's a new team. New team. They did not earn that Grit Squad nickname.
I saw somebody in the chat go, 1 year, $15 million for Schwarber.
Brother,
he ain't signing for that.
No, he's not signing.
Do you want to know how much Carlos Santana got last year at age 39?
He was one of the guys I thought the Padres should sign.
He got $1 million. He got 1 year, $12 million at age 39. What do you think Kyle Schwarber's going to get? He ain't getting $15 million, let me tell you that. I mean, you look at last year, like some of the AAVs last year they were handed out. I'm telling you, you want a big bat, you got to spend some money. Alex Bregman's obviously like, you know, prime franchise type player. He got $31 million a year. Other positional players, Teoscar Hernandez got $20 million a year. Anthony Santander with Toronto got $15 million a year. Other players out there that were positional players that the Padres need to look, you know, guys that they, like Christian Walker signed with Houston for $20 million a year. $20 million. Jock Peterson got 18.5. 18.5 for Jock Peterson at age 33. I mean, he wasn't even that good this year. I mean, this is the price of doing business. Tyler O'Neill got 16 a year with Baltimore. I mean, even Ahsan Kim, who got DFA'd by the Rays, got 14.5 a year on his two-year deal that he got waived from. Now the Braves are paying it. That's just the going rate for players. I forgot Josh Rojas was in the league. That guy signed for $3.5 million with Chicago. I mean, the going rate for players that you would want that hit for power, get more. I mean, Gleyber Torres got $15 million on a one-year deal. If Gleyber Torres got $15 million, Frank, how much is Kyle Schwarber getting?
He'll get 20 to 25.
100%. 100%. A lot of these guys are not very good. That's why I'd like getting a guy like Ryan O'Hearn is not a bad play to me, but Ryan O'Hearn's going to get more money than that. Ryan O'Hearn had a better season this year than some of the players I just named that got $15 million next year, or the next year. Ryan O'Hearn had a 3 WAR according to Fangraphs. A 3 WAR according to Fangraphs. Last season, position players with at least a 3 WAR. Jock Peterson's one of them. Jock Peterson got $18.5 million. Is Ryan O'Hearn better than Jock Peterson?
Yes.
Would you give Ryan O'Hearn that kind of money? No, I wouldn't. Fangraphs projected, so let's just, again, just in comparison. How about Christian Walker? Like, Christian Walker's 34 years old. He's older than O'Hearn is. Christian Walker's 34 years old last year. He had a 3.1 WAR. He is a right-handed first baseman. His projected salary was 18 a year, and Houston signed him for 20 a year. I'm just telling you, like, that's like the going rate for some of these players. We got to take a break. We've all like way too long. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. What's the payroll looking like? We'll talk about it when we come back on the Braden Suprenant Show.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Frank Marchese, I'm Braden Surprenant. This is the Braden Surprenant Show, live and local each every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We're going to talk about the Padres payroll here in a second. Do want to get back to your phone calls, though. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's get out to Andrew and PB. Andrew, you're on the Braden Surprenant Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking the phone call. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah, what do you got for me?
Couple things, man. One, first of all, they always talk about it, and we always talk about how, you know, pitching and defense wins championships, and I think that's true. The challenge is that doesn't happen with the absence of slug, and I think that was apparent not just in Chicago, but really throughout the season. When you rely so heavily on your pitching throughout the season, eventually they're going to wear down, and I think that was incredibly apparent in the postseason. The other thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, regarding to like the attitude of the team. Everyone talks about we need to be more like dogs. We need to have more killer instinct. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I mean, body language wise, you should look the same whether you're up by 10 or down by 10. I think what we have is a little bit of, you know, a team that was disjointed in a sense that they were kind of mopey. You know, it felt like they were like kind of going through the motions. And with a 162 game season, I can somewhat understand it. But there needs to be a fire that's lit, and it felt like that fire never got lit in the end of the season. And that's just kind of where I my take on the whole thing. Last piece is, I feel like he's young enough that we can create a first baseman out of Gavin Sheets. I mean, I love his swing. I love his attitude. Looks like he's ready to work. I feel like that's a guy we can put in at first base and save some money. That's just my thoughts. What do you guys think?
Andrew, appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks again. Giving us a dial. Yeah, I think they lack the killer instinct throughout the entire year. They get that like fire and drive. I mean, you saw it when they were early on in this 4 of the last 6 years playoff push. They had that underdog mentality and shock the world and go out there and play. And I think a lot of that goes with Fernando, and Fernando wasn't like that this year. And you look at some other things with the Padres and the way that, I mean, it just seemed like something was off the entire year with kind of the team culture, the team mindset. I mean, they said a lot of things. They didn't do a lot of things. And the back to the pitching and defense thing, like, yeah, like you have to, all of the teams that win the World Series, go look at it. They're up there in offense. And we could say what we want about pitching and defense, and it is a pro, but if you got really good pitching and defense and you can't hit, you ain't winning. You're not. I don't care how good other teams' pitching is. I have seen that so many times with the Padres in the postseason where they have one of the best pitching staffs and they have great defense, and guess what happens? Other teams find ways to score runs. You have to have a good offense. Look at the last five World Series teams. They have high slug and high power numbers, and they can hit. They don't necessarily play great defense. I mean, we look at some of the teams in the postseason right now. I mean, the Dodgers' defense is not great. They're beating up on the Phillies. Phillies' defense, not great. Yankees' defense, not great. Yet they can win in the postseason. Give me the best 9 guys they can hit. We'll figure out where they play after that. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Got to have a full, complete team. That's the difference between a team that is built to compete and a team that is built to win. Ron in San Diego, you're on the Braden Surprenant Show. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, Braden, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What do you got for me today?
Hey, wanted to chime in on a few things. One comment on the Padres-Cubs series, and I'm a lifelong Cubs fan from Chicago. The first game when they didn't pitch Mason Miller the seventh and eighth inning, that they did the second game, to me, that shifted the whole energy of the series. And again, I was rooting for the Cubs. I follow the Padres. Secondly, spot on the hitting thing. When I was watching TV and they interviewed the hitting coach, I was scratching my head. Myself, I would rather fix what we got. You know more about the free agents, who's out there, bats, money, et cetera, et cetera. Tatis, I'd work on letting go of his top hand so his hands stay through the zone longer. Manny swings too long. His head's coming around. Jackson Merrill is casting, and he's rolling his wrist. I honestly, I don't know how the hitting coach isn't working on correcting that, and I'd like to get your thoughts, and I'll listen.
I appreciate the phone call, Ron. I can totally tell he's from Chicago, Frank. That nice little accent going right there. May want to get a Chicago dog or a little deep dish. Ron brings up, I mean, that's what the hitting coach, you know, Victor Rodriguez needs to focus on. And maybe that's a lot of things that they can focus on during the offseason. I mean, those are all players that are coming back next year, right? So they have to make the adjustments. They have to be able to fix those players before just bringing in new tools all the time. Those are the core players that you need to facilitate with a couple of signs here and there. And we'll talk about the payroll when we come back. Where are the Padres at? How much are they going to spend? We got a number from Kevin Acey. I'll tell you whether or not I believe it on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. Let's talk a little bit about the Padres payroll real quick. And we're going to dive deeper into this later on in the show. And we're going to get to your phone calls as well. We still got to get to the Sports Thread, new sponsor of the Sports Thread. We'll get to that too. Here's what was laid out in Kevin Acey's article. Despite quote, budget constraints this year, Padres still had a $211 million payroll, ninth best in Major League Baseball. Preller and staff rebuilt depth without overspending, keeping the roster competitive and flexible for 2026. That is true. Major contracts, Machado, Bogarts locked in through 2033. However, short-term finances are managed. Luis Arraez, Dylan Cease, Michael King, all free agents, combined $31.75 million off the books. It does not sound like Michael King will be coming back to the Padres. That was yesterday reported by Dennis Lynn on the morning show. Eric Hosmer's contract's gone. That's great. Kevin Acey saying that they'll probably stay under $190 million with arbitration factored in. I don't believe it. They're going to go over that. They're not going to be at 190. I mean, they're already at 194 built into next year. Now, that's including Michael King's $15 million, which is going to get lopped off. That's including the Elias Diaz $7 million mutual option, which is going to get lopped off. That's including the club option at $5 million for Kyle Hart is going to get lopped off. They have some flexibility. I don't think they're going to be at $190 million, though. I think they'll be over that. And then there's also the possibility of Yu Darvish retiring, which could save you $16 million next year, $15 million the year after, and $15 million the year after that, but also $18 million off the AAV. Expectation, Padres will add a power bat and rotation depth, keeping core intact, is what Kevin Acey reported to. So I don't know what that's going to be, but you know what? We'll talk more about that later on. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Mike in El Cajon, you're on the Brayden Soprano Show. What's going on, Mike?
Yeah, Brayden, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. What do you got for me?
Well, I go to a bunch of games, and the one thing that pisses me off the most is we didn't even get a home game.
Yeah,
and that just kills me, but I'll renew for next year. And I think we're good. I mean, people got to step back and realize we won 90 games. This is a good team. But, you know, I think Manny and Taddy, they need to go see a sports psychologist. You may laugh, but they got the talent, but they can't come up clutch. It's in their heads. And, frankly, next year I think we're going to be better because – with a full year of Fermin and Luriano, who is a clutch guy, I think. Those are two upgrades, and I'm looking forward to it. And thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Mike. We appreciate you making that call. Thanks again for joining us. Yeah, I look at, I mean, I think you look at some of the roster moves for the Padres before we get to our sports thread. I mean, the outfield's set. Until they pick up that club option, which they should. I mean, I think it'd be foolish not to pick up Ramon Laureano's club option. Your outfield's set. You got Laureano in left, you got Merrill in center, and you got Tatis in right. Shortstop is set with Xander Bogaerts. I don't think you need to make a move there quite yet. You got Manny Machado at third base. I don't know what you do with Jake Cronenworth. I mean, I think Jake Cronenworth should be traded, to be honest with you. If you could get a team to take on Jake Cronenworth's contract, I think you'd do it. And I think he's affordable now. I mean, I went through some of the going rates for players, you know, what they were making, what they got in a free agent deal based on their war. I mean, Jake Cronenworth can play multiple positions. He's a lefty bat, right? I mean, I think he could be of value for other teams, but for the Padres, I think it's, you got to try to get that contract off the books. You might have to throw some money in there. But I think you try to work his contract out this offseason. Anybody that wants him, take him. And then you got to go get an actual first baseman. But that being said, now you need a second baseman too. You keep Jake Cronenworth, then he's a $12 million second baseman, which is, you know, fine to me. But you can't have a guy like Arraez or Jake Cronenworth. I mean, first base for a team that doesn't have pop and lacks slug, first base needs to be a guy that's putting the ball over the fence that you're paying money to just put the ball over the fence. Padres haven't had that in a decade. A first baseman that can hit for power. They need a DH too. I mean, yeah, I guess you could make Gavin Sheets into a first baseman. But Gavin Sheets is apparently, according to the newsletter, is expected to be a fourth outfielder for the Padres. Go get a power bat at first base. I don't know who that's going to be. I mean, with all of these players signing long-term contracts, there's not a lot of players that are available. I mean, Kyle Schwarber's the DH. Kyle Tucker's a free agent. You're not signing those two guys. They're going to get absurd amounts of money. Bo Bichette's a free agent. I mean, he's a shortstop. I don't know if that helps you out. Eugenio Suarez at age 34 is a free agent. He's a third baseman. Pete Alonso's going to get insane money. Trent Grisham is one of the higher war players that's a free agent. He's a center fielder. You look at a guy like Josh Naylor. I think it'd be cool to bring Josh Naylor back. He's going to cost you like $20 million. I think your best bet's to try to get Ryan O'Hearn back on a smaller deal. But even him, price doing business is high. If you just look at batters, again, these guys, Gleyber Torres, he signed last year for one year, $15 million. Mike Yastrzemski's 35 years old as an outfielder. Not really interested in that. Marcell Ozuna as a DH. Does that tickle anybody's fancy? Not really. You'll get Ty France. Is Ty France enough of a power bat? Probably not. You want to sign 38-year-old Paul Goldschmidt? Probably not. Carlos Santana back again. 40 years old. Probably not. There's not too much out there. Not a great free agent class unless you bring in one of the top guys. And who knows if the Padres have the ability to do that. All right. It's time to get to our sports thread, Frank.
You know that group chat? The one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news?
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me!
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh no! Disaster!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
All right, Sports Thread is brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com. What's going on in the sports world, Frank?
Boy, we've got some stuff. We'll start off with college football.
Number one.
Auburn has moved one of their games next season. Auburn is moving its 2026 home game with Baylor to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta as part of an agreement with the Aflac kickoff game to provide NIL opportunities for Auburn players.
Nice.
Which will be a first in college football neutral site games. The Peach Bowl, in coordination with the Aflac kickoff, will provide opportunities for promotional appearances for Auburn players, promoting ticket sales and ancillary events. Baylor and Auburn met this year in this year's season opener, with the Tigers winning 38-24 in Waco. Next year was originally scheduled to be played in Auburn as the second game of a home-and-home. Auburn will receive an allotment of 20,645 tickets for the game, while Baylor will receive the SEC standard 3,000 tickets held for visiting teams. The Aflac kickoff game will sell the remaining inventory. We're now playing games for NIL money. This is a great direction college sports is going in.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get players to play in said games now. I mean, they're doing it for basketball.
Well, no, it's the Aflac kickoff. It's the opening game of the season.
I know it is. I'm just saying. I don't know why bowl games don't do that now. You want them to play in the bowl game? Pay them. I mean, that's basically where you're at with this. I mean, these guys want to... They will play if they get paid. That's kind of the deal with college athletics now. They are pro athletes. That's why when Diego Pavi is popping off and then all of a sudden he's like, he's just a kid. He ain't a kid no more. He's making money. He's making more money than Frank and I. It's making more money than most people that go to those games. Making more money than a lot of people. You want them to play, you got to pay. That's kind of what the deal is now. They do it in college basketball, right? That players tournament in Vegas. Those guys are playing in that tournament because they're getting paid. Not because they want to play. Aflac kickoff is interesting that they're going to do that, though. I'm curious. I'm shocked that Auburn's given up a home game for that. If you had to pick, I thought for sure Baylor would have to give up a home game to play at a neutral site.
You would think.
And
yeah.
Auburn would play the home game. But Auburn's given up the deal.
But Auburn's getting the NIL benefits.
So they traded a home game for NIL stuff.
That's what it sounds like, yes.
Yeah. And we can do more neutral site games, I guess.
Love to see it.
Yeah, it's great.
Number two.
Arizona Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon apologized to Amari DiMarcato during a team meeting on Monday for his reaction after the running back let go of the football before crossing the goal line on what would have been a 72-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter of Sunday's 22-21 loss to the Tennessee Titans. In a video on social media, Gannon walks over to DiMarcato as he was being consoled by left tackle Paris Johnson and then gets in the running back's face. Gannon appears to rip into DiMarcato, continuing his rant as he begins walking away. As Gannon walks away, he appears to make eye contact with DiMarcato's right arm. I mean, fair to rip the guy for doing something stupid and fair apology, I guess, for this scenario.
I don't know why he's got to apologize. I mean, obviously you don't want to like make it look like you always got to pick up your players after the fact. But I mean, it's just like, what is he apologizing for?
He's apologizing for ripping into him.
I guess.
That's because of, you know, public peer pressure.
Yeah, and, probably. Know,
public
I
shame.
Mean, I guess. I just, like, I don't know.
Don't be stupid. If you don't want to get ripped into by
your coach.
You're
a professional.
Don't be stupid.
You're a professional. I just, whatever. I mean, I'm sure he yelled some crazy things. They got to pick. They're just trying to work on the working relationship. All right, so I'm not totally opposed with it. But you know what? I don't know what he was thinking.
I don't know either. Hold on to the ball, please.
Number three.
Craig Breslow isn't sure how he and the rest of the Boston Red Sox front office will approach the offseason coming off of their first appearance of the postseason since 2021. But Boston's chief baseball officer feels a lot better about the roster pieces he will be moving around this offseason as he looks to continue this year's momentum. He said, quote, "We've talked a lot about how this window of contention is upon us," during the front office meeting, during the front office season ending news conference. My apologies. He said that ensuring the Red Sox stay in position to compete in the future, a holistic approach. He's focused on fortifying their pitching staff and continuing to develop the young position players that he made big impacts for this season. This, with the young players that they have and the young core that they have coming up, this could be a very, very crucial offseason for Boston to determine their future.
Yeah, it's a very crucial offseason for Boston. Everybody said at this season, what did they say they were going to, who did they say they were going to go sign? He's a big free agent. Currently playing in the NLDS, Chicago Cubs. Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, that's the one.
Everybody said that they're going to sign Kyle Tucker.
They got Alex Bregman.
They got Kyle Tucker. They got guys that want to play different positions, I guess, as opposed to the one that they traded away. Remember, the Giants won the trade deadline.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget that. Yep. They won the trade deadline.
Of course. But this young core that they have with like Roman Anthony, Rafaela, there's a couple of other guys I can't think of right now. Those are big pieces.
Yeah,
those are very, very big pieces for Boston.
Number four.
With the NHL starting tonight, season starts tonight. Regular season starts tonight. ESPN triple header, which one of their commentators one didn't know and two didn't care about.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not watching this.
This is looking back at the preseason now between the two Florida teams, the Panthers and the Lightning. Nico Mikkola had an assist and a goal that gave the Panthers an 8-0 lead. Problem was, he had been kicked out of the game a few minutes earlier, but nobody had noticed. Florida defeated Tampa Bay 7-0 in their preseason finale, but for both clubs on Saturday night, although the score was irrelevant, because there were 65 penalties and 312 penalty minutes, including 13 game misconducts for 7 Tampa Bay Lightning players and 6 Florida Panther players. The penalty count kept rising after the game as officials were making sure everything was called and logged correctly.
Hmm.
Florida had 17 power play opportunities. What are we doing going this crazy in the last preseason game of the year?
They got the killer instinct, Frank. Hockey. Getting after it. They want to win. What a violent preseason Violent preseason game.
Made even better by the fact that a guy who was ejected scored a goal.
Go Aztec said. That's why hockey isn't a sport, apparently.
Starts tonight.
All they care about is fights and penalties.
Blackhawks, Panthers, 2 o'clock,
Ducks,
ESPN.
Ducks will start their season 7 o'clock on Thursday against the Kraken. Noon lunchtime hour, we come back. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.